there's some confusion that I think we need to clear up. It's in Genesis. This verse is God's plan of redemption for mankind. All families of the earth will be blessed. What will the blessing be? Redemption, eternal life. The nations will be blessed. And there's confusion here about who is Israel. Discover how understanding the Jewish roots of your faith can transform your life and the way you read the Bible. Coming up on Jewish Voice. Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice. I'm Jonathan Burness, and I'm joined again today by my co-host and dear friend, Rabbi Scott Volk. Well, since October 7th of 2023, when over 1,200 Israelis were brutally massacred, everything has changed. The world has completely changed. And as a result of the following war against Hamas that Israel took on for their own safety, we've been experiencing a literal tsunami of anti-Semitism that's made its way west and into America. And we're seeing the highest rates of anti-Semitism since the Holocaust. And it's very, very troubling. I think one of the things that's most troubling is that staunch Christian leaders have also began to be very, very critical of Israel. And while that's reasonable, our concern is that there is a growing tide of anti-Zionism, which sadly connects to anti-Semitism. Scott, what I want to focus in on, a video that went viral between Tucker Carlson with Senator Ted Cruz. I think that many of you have seen it. Some of you may not have seen it. And I love Tucker Carlson, actually. I'm a fan of Tucker Carlson. I've been troubled by a shift of attitude against Israel and against the policies of Israel. While I understand that he's anti-war, I've been very troubled by this. But I want to say I really appreciate Tucker Carlson. I do not believe that Tucker Carlson is an anti-Semite. He's absolutely not. I just want to say that I may get some criticism about that. Candace Owens, I think, has been pulled into some pretty anti-Semitic views, and it's very, very, very troubling. But Tucker Carlson, while I think he has moved into a pretty anti-Israel view, not supporting them with any weaponry, putting an end to the war, I understand that. There's some confusion that I think we need to clear up. And I want to show a piece between Ted Cruz and Tucker Carlson, and I want to unpack this for all of you, because there's quite a bit of confusion here, and I want to set the record straight. So let's take a look at this viral piece, pretty contentious discussion between Ted Cruz and Tucker Carlson.
Growing up in Sunday school, I was taught from the Bible, those who bless Israel will be blessed, and those who curse Israel will be cursed. And from my perspective, I want to be on the blessing side of things.
Of those who bless the government of Israel?
Those who bless Israel is what it says. It doesn't say the government of, it says the nation of Israel. So that's in the Bible. As a Christian, I believe that.
Where is that?
I can find it to you. I don't have the scripture off the tip of my... You pull out the phone and use the Google.
It's in Genesis. But so you're quoting a Bible phrase. You don't have context for it. And you don't know where in the Bible it is, but that's like your theology? I'm confused. What does that even mean?
Tucker.
I'm a Christian. I want to know what you're talking about.
Okay. Where does my support for Israel come from? Number one, because biblically we're commanded to support Israel. But number two.
Hold on. You're a senator, and now you're throwing out theology, and I am a Christian, and I am allowed to weigh in on this. We are commanded as Christians to support the government of Israel?
We are commanded to support Israel. And we're
what does
told,
that mean, Israel?
We're told those who bless Israel will be blessed.
But what? Hold on. Define Israel. This is important. Are you kidding? This is a majority Christian country.
Define Israel? Do you not know what Israel is? That would be the country you've asked like 49 questions about.
So that's what Genesis, that's what God is talking about.
The nation of Israel, yes.
So is that the current borders, the current leadership? He's talking about the political entity called Israel?
He's talking about the nation of Israel. Yeah, nations exist, and he's discussing a nation. A nation was the people of Israel.
Is the nation
the descendants
God's
of
referring
Abraham.
To in Genesis, is that the same as the country run by Benjamin Netanyahu right
yes.
now?
Yes.
It's in Genesis, and it happens to be Genesis 12, 1 through 3. We quote it all the time on the program. And there's confusion here about who is Israel? Ted Cruz, Senator Cruz, is saying, yes, it's the nation of Israel, it's the government of Israel, and Tucker Carlson is pushing back and saying, I'm a Christian, I don't agree with you, right? That's in essence what's going on.
Yep.
And the scripture is, we'll put it up right now, I will make you into a great nation. This is God speaking to Abram. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is interesting. It's a blessing to Abram that you will be a blessing, that whoever curses you, I will curse. Whoever blesses you, I will bless, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So one thing that I see clearly is that it's a blessing that's going on through the offspring.
Yes.
That will ultimately be a blessing to the world.
Yes. Israel's not even mentioned right here in Genesis 12, 1 through 3. But what comes out of Abram is Israel. I mean, it's remarkable to me that the very first verse in the book of Matthew, the New Testament, this is the genealogy of Jesus, Yeshua, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Now, all nations of the earth will be blessed through Abram, because from Abram comes ultimately Yeshua, Jesus,
right,
the Jewish Messiah. Salvation comes to the Jewish people and to Israel.
That's the ultimate blessing.
That's the ultimate blessing.
And it literally is all families of the earth will be blessed. So it's brought down to an individual level. This verse is God's plan of redemption for mankind. All families of the earth will be blessed. What will the blessing be? Redemption, eternal life found in the Messiah. Every family of the earth, the nations will be blessed. But this is part of a much bigger plan that involves the offspring of Abraham. It's not just the Messiah, the ultimate blessing. The reality is that God chose the descendants of Abraham to be a blessing to the world, ultimately to bring the Messiah. And I believe by implication, God is saying, I will bless you, bless the one that blesses you, curse the one that curses you, speaking of the generations that follow. So it ultimately is the Jewish people. Yes, the people of Israel, including the nation of Israel, are under God's divine protection and blessing.
Yep.
And those that bless are blessed. Those that curse the people of Israel will be cursed. What I agree with Tucker on is that it's not specifically speaking to the government and the decisions that the government, that the Netanyahu government make. Just because there's a blessing that God decrees over Israel and a call for those to bless Israel doesn't mean that every decision that they make, especially given that it's a secular society, that they're mandated by God to be blessed, right? Every decision. And so, yes, I agree with Tucker that it's not directly talking about the government, but it is talking about God's commitment for the survival of the Jewish people and the ultimate destiny of the Jewish people to be fulfilled, which includes being in the land and occupying the land. There are spiritual forces, demonic forces, that are pushing people into a very anti-Semitic spirit because anti-Zionism, the spirits of anti-Zionism, because this is spiritual, are tied into anti-Semitism. They're linked.
In Hebrew, chai means life. When you become a chai monthly partner with Jewish Voice, for just $18 a month or more, you're standing with Israel, helping people in desperate need, and sharing the good news of Jesus with Jewish people and their neighbors around the world. As our thank you, you'll receive the book from Jonathan Burness, Unlocking the Prophetic Mysteries of Israel, containing 7 keys to understanding Israel's past, present, and future role in God's plan for the last days, and the accompanying study guide that will spark discussions, encourage reflection, and unlock biblical truths for your own life. Or with your one-time gift of $110 or more, you'll receive both of these resources, plus the Jewish Voice Study Bible, packed with insights that connect you to the Jewish roots of your faith and reveal God's plan for Israel. Your gift will make a lasting impact in your life and the lives of many others. Call, write, or visit jewishvoice.tv to give today.
We are commanded as Christians to support the government of Israel?
Told those who bless Israel will be blessed.
But what, hold on, define Israel. This is important. Are you kidding? That's what God is talking about.
The nation of Israel, yes.
Is that the current borders, the current leadership? He's talking about the political entity called Israel?
He's talking about the nation of Israel. Yet nations exist, and he's discussing a nation. A nation was the people of Israel.
Is the nation
the descendants
God's
of
referring
Abraham.
To in Genesis, is that the same as the country run by Benjamin Netanyahu right now?
Yes.
On today's program, we're looking at the very dangerous growth of anti-Semitism worldwide,
particularly here in America and the West, and it's happening in Canada and Europe. And we're focusing on a viral video between Tucker Carlson and Senator Ted Cruz that many have seen. And it's troubling because there's a growing number of solid Christians or solid conservatives that have been pro-Israel that are now turning against Israel. Scott, what's your read on this? You've been watching a lot of social media.
I've been blown away, Jonathan, just in watching people who I never thought would have turned against Israel, people really that I thought were proponents of Israel, now against them. The remarkable thing to me is on October 7th, there was like worldwide sympathy for the people of Israel. But on October 8th.
It was very short.
It was very short-lived. October 8th, the day after, we saw demonstrations in the streets of nations that maybe I would have expected it. And also in the United States, where people are waving Palestinian flags, holding up signs saying Free Palestine. I actually had a relative of mine post on social media Free Palestine without even understanding fully what that means.
Yeah, I don't think many of these young people have a clue. What's more frightening for me, Scott, is not demonstrations that are pro-Palestinian, but young people that are waving Hamas flags and are pro-Hamas, which you need to understand, everyone, is a terrorist organization that chants from the river to the sea. And what they are chanting is the destruction of Israel, the destruction of Israelis, and ultimately the destruction of the Jewish people. Push Israel into the sea, from the Jordan River into the sea. That's genocide.
That is remarkable. It's unthinkable. You know, I started my summer 2 years ago on a Jewish history trip to Eastern Europe, where I saw how in Nazi Germany things were hidden because there was a sense of shame as to actually what was happening. And now in the streets of our city, and Hamas itself actually filming the atrocities, and these young people, like you say, who are all of a sudden waving pro Hamas paraphernalia. What has to happen in order for the tide to change? What must we be doing as leaders and just as servants and sons and daughters of God to voice God's heart for Israel? Because that's the thing that has to happen.
Ted Cruz says, I learned this in Sunday school, the notion of blessing Israel. I will bless those who bless you. It's a biblical command to support Israel. As the people of Israel, the survival of Israel, the restoration of Israel, and ultimately their salvation is certainly a biblical mandate. So Ted Cruz, yes. Tucker Carlson replies, not the government of Israel. And he specifically points out the Netanyahu government, the modern Israel run by Benjamin Netanyahu. Are you telling me that we are called to support them? And the answer is yes and no. Tucker, you're right. They have made mistakes. The army has made mistakes, and we do not unconditionally support a government that is away from God, that is a secular government. That's a mistake that many Christians make. Just anything that Israel decides to do, we support. It's wrong, and Tucker, you're right about that. But there are principalities and powers. There are demonic spirits that tie in anti-Zionism to anti-Semitism, and that's a slippery slope.
Slippery slope.
And so I'm very concerned about Tucker's direction, understanding that there are spiritual forces, demonic forces, that are pushing people into a very anti-Semitic spirit, because anti-Zionism, the spirits of anti-Zionism, because this is spiritual, are tied into anti-Semitism. They're linked. Yeah. And I'm very concerned about the road that this leads down.
Right. Yeah. And rightly so. You should be concerned. So my thing is, Jonathan, is how can people who don't necessarily agree with the government, the current government of Israel, how can they practically show their support for Israel? Because it seems like in this interview, not only are they not supporting Israel, but from Tucker's perspective, let's find a reason to oppose not just the modern government, but even the biblical mandate to bless Israel. It's really, that's a slippery slope too.
Well, you have to have a biblical foundation that Israel has the right to the land.
Yeah.
They're not imperialist invaders, right? Colonial invaders. They had the right to the land. They were called back to the land by God. And we need to support their right to the land, but we also need to be benevolent to the Palestinians. Yep. But they have to eradicate the culture of death that organizations like Hamas promote. We have to take a break. When we come back, we'll dig a little bit deeper into this viral video and try to link it together with a biblical perspective. Don't go away.
When you partner with Jewish Voice, you're standing with Israel and helping change lives, bringing medical care, clean water, and the good news of Jesus to Jewish people and their neighbors in need.
This widowed mother arrived with her daughter. The young girl had lost her eyesight and one eye completely. The other had sustained great trauma and barely gave sight. They were so poor, the mother couldn't even afford to give this precious girl a pair of shoes. But that's where the prayers, financial gifts, and volunteer efforts of the partners and friends of Jewish Voice opened a door for a miracle to begin. For the first time, our eye surgery team was able to use our new mobile eye clinic and perform a procedure to heal and restore vision to the damaged cornea of the girl's eye.
We really don't know the true history here, but she had some type of trauma, either intentional or accidental. And she lost, actually, all the sight of her right eye and severely lost the left eye because of corneal scarring. And we tried to clear up by scraping center of cornea. And I think she'll do well. Girl, she's going to be very sore for several weeks, but I think she'll be well.
After her medical procedure, the prayer team interceded and encouraged this dear mother and daughter in the name of the Lord. A member of our pediatric staff shared a small miracle. She had brought a pair of flip-flops with her that fit this precious girl's naked feet. This daughter, who had been through so much suffering in her short life, was able to go out from the clinic, blessed from her head to her toes.
You can help change lives today when you become a Chai monthly partner for just $18 a month or more. You'll receive Jonathan Burness's book, Unlocking the Prophetic Mysteries of Israel, and its accompanying study guide to understand Israel's pivotal role in the end times fulfillment. Or with your one-time gift of $110 or more, you'll receive these resources plus the Jewish Voice Study Bible, filled with insights that reveal God's plan for Israel and your faith. Call, write, or visit jewishvoice.tv to give today.
Well, I want to say I'm deeply, deeply troubled, and it's very painful to see the lives of Palestinian children be taken. Oh, it's so sad. How can you not have empathy for the tragedy that the Palestinians are experiencing in Gaza? It's absolutely horrific, and we don't condone the death of innocent people. Understanding, though, that this is a war, and we're very sympathetic, and I just want to say that our ministry, Jewish Voice, supports Palestinians in Israel as well as Israeli organizations. We provide humanitarian aid not only to Israelis but to Palestinians, and we really have a heart for these people. Scott, what's your read on this? You've been watching a lot of social media.
You know, I started my summer 2 years ago on an Eastern European trip where I saw how in Nazi Germany things were hidden because there was a sense of shame as to actually what was happening. And now in the streets of our city, and Hamas itself actually filming the atrocities, and these young people, like you say, who are all of a sudden waving pro-Hamas paraphernalia.
Because of the principalities and powers at work, it often moves people into anti-Semitism. And that's because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness. And that's going on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at another piece of the video, and Scott will make some more comments on it.
I'm talking about the political entity of modern Israel.
Yes, and that is
you
that
believe
is
Israel. That's what God was talking about in Genesis.
I do. But
that country's existed since when?
For thousands of years. Now, there was a time when it didn't exist, and then it was recreated just over 70 years ago.
But I'm saying, I think most people understand that line in Genesis to refer to the Jewish people, God's chosen people.
That's not what it says.
Okay, Israel, but you don't even know where in the Bible it is. So
I don't remember the scriptural citation. But, okay, I keep...
It's like Genesis 16 or something like that. But yes, it's in the earlier part of the book. But the point is...
All right, Tucker, you keep interrupting me before I finish my sentence.
No, it's just important to know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're... So you're saying as a Christian, if I believe in Jesus, I have to support the modern state of Israel?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm explaining for me what my vote motivation is. That is for me a personal motivation, but I also, what I was about to say, I don't believe my personal faith, not everyone who I represent as a Christian, it's not an argument for me to give that we should do this because of my faith. And so as an elected official, I don't give that as the reason we should support Israel. That is a personal motivation for me, but I don't think it is the reason we should. The reason that I am the leading defender of Israel is because Israel is our strongest ally in the Middle East, an incredibly troubled part of the world, and supporting Israel benefits America.
It's a pretty intense conversation here.
Amazing.
Well, a few points. One, I agree with Tucker Carlson that Senator Cruz is wrong. I will bless those that bless you are the descendants of Abraham through Isaac and Jacob. It mm-hmm. is the Jewish people. Mm-hmm. It's not Israel per se, the nation of Israel. It's the people of Israel, which is the nation of Israel. The nation of Israel isn't just that sliver of land. It's the Jewish people, the physical descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So I agree with Tucker. The blessing of the over the children of Abraham, I will bless those that bless you and curse the one that curses you, is talking about the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's talking about the Jewish people.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. And the interesting thing is, in the natural, those people, the Jewish people, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, have given God every natural reason to turn his heart away from them. Throughout history, through the prophets, biblical history, They turned against God. Shortly after being delivered from Egypt, they built a golden calf, you know, which is an idol. It's amazing. But yet, in Israel's backslidden nature, God always calls them my people.
Right.
My people.
Right.
My people. He refers to himself as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So Israel's backsliddenness should never, ever give us a reason, whether it's a governmental reason or a people reason, should never, ever, never, ever give us a reason to do to them what God has never done to them, right. Which is reject them.
Now, Tucker is honing in on the state of Israel, the government of Israel, the Netanyahu government, and is very critical of the Netanyahu government, which I understand. But Ted Cruz is right that the people of Israel in the land also are to be blessed and supported by believers.
Yeah.
Because the Jewish people being called back to the land of Israel is part of God's redemptive plan for the people of Israel and for the world. Mm-hmm. And so there is a call to support Israel, the Jews, in the land of Israel, because it's something that God orchestrated. Amen. As part of his plan.
Amen.
And I think that's where Tucker begins to deviate in.
Yes.
I don't think we should be supporting the nation state of Israel.
Yeah, interesting.
But it's the Jewish state.
Yeah.
It's the Jewish state.
I fully agree. And one thing that I love that we do at Jewish Voice is continually look for ways to bless Arab and bless believing Jews who are in the land. They're the fulfillment of biblical prophecy.
Right, right.
Paul would go to the churches of the nations to bring back offerings to the believers in Jerusalem. Woe to those of us who call ourselves believers in the Lord who reject the people of Israel.
So as believers, a biblical worldview is we support Israel, the Jewish people's return an occupation of the land, which belongs to them by divine mandate, but it doesn't mean that we simply agree with all of the decisions of a secular government.
Yeah.
Right? That's the balance.
Thanks to your generosity, Jewish people and their neighbors around the world are hearing the good news of Yeshua and receiving life-changing help. In Israel, your support provides food for families in need and medical and dental care for Holocaust survivors. Across Africa and beyond, you're bringing clean water, free clinics, and life-saving aid to Jewish communities encountering Jesus in tangible ways. through outreaches attended by thousands, and leadership training for local believers, lives are being transformed as people discover their Messiah. Today, we want to thank you with powerful resources that will deepen your connection to Israel and your faith. When you become a High Monthly Partner for just $18 a month or more, you'll receive Jonathan Burness's book, Unlocking the Prophetic Mysteries of Israel, and its accompanying study guide to understand Israel's pivotal role in the end times fulfillment. Or with your one-time gift of $110 or more, you'll receive these books plus the Jewish Voice Study Bible, filled with insights that reveal God's plan for Israel and your role in it. Your gift provides hope, healing, and the message of salvation to Jewish people and their neighbors in need. Don't wait. Call, write, or visit jewishvoice.tv to give today. Jewish people and their neighbors around the world are hearing the good news of Yeshua.
As today's program comes to an end, we want to take a moment to pray for you, for your family, for your friends, for your needs. We pray for all of the people that ask for prayer by name here at Jewish Voice, and I believe that prayer makes a difference. I also want to speak to those of you that are contemplating giving your heart to the Lord. He's been tugging at your heart. You haven't done it yet. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and He's knocking at your heart right now, and I want to invite you to enter into the gift of eternal life simply by putting your faith and trust in Yeshua, in Jesus, and He will do the rest. So don't wait. Today's the day of your salvation. Scott, I'm going to ask you to pray, and then I'll finish.
Lord, we thank you that you know our needs before we ask. And today, Jonathan and I and the Jewish Voice family agree together for those who are watching around the world. Lord, meet every need. We pray for healing. We pray for renewal of body,
yes,
soul, and spirit. We pray for
Lord.
Reconciliation. We pray, great God, that you would restore in every way according to your promise. And we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of standing together with our partners and our friends who watch around the world. May you be glorified in their lives today.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen and amen. We invite you to discover more about the Jewish foundations of your Christian faith. You can visit us at jewishvoice.tv. You'll find resources to help grow spiritually and opportunities to join the mission of Jewish Voice, reaching the Jew first with the good news of the Messiah, of the Savior, Jesus, Yeshua. Thanks for being part of today's program. I want to remind you, as I always do, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper who love thee. Until next time, this is Jonathan Burness and Scott Volk saying shalom and God bless you.
Will you join Jewish Voice by becoming a Shalom partner? One of the best ways you can live out the opportunity and calling you have as a Christian to be a witness to the Jewish people is as a committed monthly Shalom partner. When you give monthly, 100% of your donations will go directly to our ministry work, meaning 100% of your gift will help proclaim the gospel, lift the physical burdens of persecuted Jewish people, equip fellow believers in the Jewish roots of their faith, and support Messianic Jewish communities in Israel and among scattered Jewish communities around the world. Please prayerfully consider joining us as a Shalom partner today. Go to jewishvoice.tv to join now.